Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, joined by Chris Cuellar. He's the communications director at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. As we often check in between seasons, we just got off of course, a remarkable academic year for many of our schools and jumping all the way in already with some of our girls' sports in action. Boys golf already playing by the time this airs. And then, of course, the big ones, football, volleyball, cross country about to begin as school begins. And Chris, first of all, the big change, I think, for the association that people will notice is the media rights change. And you and I had a chance to talk about it a little bit over the last year. The Iowa High School Athletic Association will now be more or less the sole proprietor of the championship broadcast. And of course, our audience has a lot of those that we end up watching and just had a few that we wrapped up with this summer. First of all, from the audience's perspective, especially for communities like, say, Pella, Pleasantville, Indianola, where we've had a lot of state success, what will they see here going forward now that those media rights are with the association?
That's a great question, Andrew. I think putting ourselves in that fan seat is the best way to start, because our kind of pillars of this discussion, as we realized that it was going to become a reality for this school year, was easy, accessible, free. What are the three things that, you know, we had either heard feedback on or would have fixed if we had had the opportunity? And those were three very simple words. How do we execute them? So we are very fortunate now. We are finalizing contracts with all of our producers, and we have a bunch of partners that are ready to, you know, join the party. And, you know, we're going to hopefully announce those right ahead of the start of the football season as well, where we will be able to produce and then distribute our championship events to as many places as possible and in whatever format that people want to watch. So we have a how to watch page on our website. It's like the top slider right now. So things will be available through our website for free. We will also have a handful of championships on Iowa PBS, kind of those marquee events that people are looking for with football, wrestling, and basketball. The finals, very similar to what the Girls Union has done for the last decade or so. And then we will also have TV partners that we believe will be able to be across over the air on dot channels across the state. Cable partners for folks who use those providers, and then even an over-the-top channel and app for folks who want to access it that way. So the goal is to just put it in as many places as possible. And, you know, our belief is that the more people get the opportunity to watch and enjoy Iowa high school athletics, the more they will attend and want to participate.
And as part of that, too, and I think I saw a recent social media post, and again, we would probably have some interested parties considering the success that we've had here in our communities, that there's a pretty impressive archive that is switching over to your website as well, if I'm not mistaken.
It is live and active now. So if you click on the watch button on our website, you are able to watch basically anything that the Iowa High School Sports Network broadcast over the last 20 years that may or may not have been behind a paywall. It is now free. We had our intern team got to wrap up their internship by basically going through individually through 2,000 videos and, you know, making sure they were published and organized well for public consumption. So we've been working really hard and as fast as possible. There still might be a few little bugs in there, but we're going to try to work them out. And yeah, I think I can specifically remember a Pella clip making the initial highlight reel there off some of those iconic moments. So
yeah, we've had just a few here, and obviously, again, coming off of some recent ones. We're here with Chris Cuellar. He's the communications director at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, checking in ahead of the fall season, and we're here. And of course, the big one in the room, we make no bones about it at our station and how we cover it. Football is back. Obviously, the kids, as we're talking, are practicing and getting ready for week zero games in some cases, but many cases week one coming up after the first full week of school for many places. And this year, the districts, we had our realignment. Every 2 years, of course, for those who don't know, the districts are redrawn based on enrollment and other factors. And we have our new schedules here for the two-year cycle. And this is the second rotation, as I understand, Chris, with the special accommodation, so to speak, for free and reduced lunches that impacted some of those enrollment numbers and I think moved some of our schools that we cover up to 5A, some up another class to 2A. What have you been seeing in terms of just the early indications of how things are settling in? And obviously, we really won't know until the games get started on August 29th.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the fun thing about football is that the expectations that come ahead of that first huge Friday night, and then the reality that sets in after a few weeks, whether that's exciting or not quite what communities were looking for, but it really is still like the all-in sport. Football is still far and away the top participating sport at Iowa high schools, and we got 330 schools, seven classifications. As you mentioned, this is our second cycle with this FRL adjustment, and so some of the changes and the shifts in who's going up or down in a classification, they're still not significant based on that adjustment, but we can see some interesting trend lines on what's happening, in terms of certain suburban communities going up, like you alluded to, and then maybe some other rural communities sliding down in classification. I think the best example for that is Class 1A. Doesn't necessarily affect your area, but we will have three state champions from a year ago all in 1A together. So 100% guarantee that we will upset someone with our first set of rankings. But it's going to be very exciting. And these classifications have worked out pretty well. Obviously, with more classifications and districts still desired, that means the map spreads out a little bit. So some of those districts might be bigger and involve some different schools than if folks paid attention to high school football 20 years ago, it may, some of those opponents and schedules might look a little bit different now. But coaches and ADs have settled really well into what this process is every 2 years, and we're excited to get the game started and see what happens.
Well, and beyond all this stuff, there's always projects ongoing behind the scenes. And again, cross country, 4A golf, also about to start from your chair. But at the same time, there's always more projects, right? I know that this past winter, the announcement that boys basketball was moving to Hilton Coliseum. I'm sure there's still a lot of work going behind the scenes on that project, all the way to other things with other sports and trying to continue to enhance the environment. What are the things that people should just be keeping an eye on? Obviously, they want to watch their kids perform in their communities, but what are some of the other kind of high-level things that your office is working on to try and move things forward, especially as we start a new academic year?
Great question. My job, really, I'm really locked in on PBS and our TV partners right now. But I would say, big picture, the biggest thing that's changed at the Athletic Association over the last decade, and really sped up in the last 5 years, I would say it's fresh on my mind because we're right out of baseball, right, where we were in Carroll and Sioux City. And the Hilton move ties into what I'm about to say, but we have had the opportunity to re-examine what we want these experiences and tournament venues to be once we get to the postseason and the state tournament level, and what we can and should provide. And I'm not sure that that's something that the Athletic Association could or did follow up on regularly in the past. And that approach is seen itself through with surveys that we conduct with every participating school in the state tournaments. But we survey athletic directors, athletes, and head coaches from every team that qualifies for our state tournaments, and we try to take that feedback and we've tried to spin that into providing the best experience we can. Now that we have our media rights back and we can kind of plan both our broadcasts and our in-venue experience around that, what are we doing? What can we do for the teams? What can we do for the communities that are visiting? The programs. What are we communicating to them? And we've kind of taken that approach to re-examine all those things, and I really think we have improved in that process. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do going forward, especially as baseball, kind of gets a stable home. We make that move in basketball. Maybe have a couple little schedule tweaks to a couple other sports, not teasing anything, just noting. It really is all in the name of how can we improve this process and what we're doing.
That's Chris Cuellar checking in as we kick off our fall season and the new academic year 2025-26 after a remarkable year for many of our area schools here in Marion, Warren, and Jasper County. Several state champions abound that we all got to celebrate with, of course, at many of those venues, and I am sure we'll have plenty of those again from Pella, Newton, Indianola, and beyond. Chris, always appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll check in soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andrew.